Time now for your letters, and we received a number about the interview with Roger Lanius, historian for the National Air and Space Museum. He listed five reasons to continue manned spaceflight. He concluded by saying this.
The last reason is ultimately we're not going to be able to survive on this planet. We have to become a biplanetary, triplanetary, multiplanetary species if we have any hope of survival. Somewhere out there, there's an asteroid with our name written on it. We may do something to our environment to make it impossible to survive here. If we want to survive as a species, we have to move beyond this planet. That's a fundamental reason to fly in space.
Many of you strongly disagreed, including Joe Barron of Philadelphia. The more arguments I hear for a human presence in space, the less convincing they sound, he writes. Does Roger Lanius really think men and women will consent to live on asteroids with little gravity, no indigenous water, and no way to step outside for a breath of fresh air? And if he believes an inevitable ecological catastrophe will drive us into space, what makes him think we'll be any more responsible once we get there? When I was a boy, the moon landing seemed like the gateway to a new age, with our imaginations fed by NASA's successes and the dreams of science fiction. We believed humankind's future lay in space, that we would be venturing to Mars and living on the moon by the year 2000. Well, it didn't happen. And for a good reason. Space is a boring, hostile, and expensive environment. Rather than exploiting the moons of Jupiter for real estate, we would do better to take care of the wonderful, life-giving planet we have. Write to us. Our email address is wison@npr.org.